This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday and ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Oh my goodness, it's going to be the best show ever. Why? Because of me. Well, no, because of me and you. Your questions are so good. We have questions on everything from LGBTQ family members. That'll be spicy. Shooting guns, dating in this new conservative world, conservative versus liberal world we have now. Christopher Columbus, my favorite Bible verse. Is it better to live in a red area of a blue state or a blue area of a red state? And so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let us begin with some history, though. You want to do a little history? Just a little bit of history. Because this news is the news of the day. We all found out about it this morning. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey has found himself in a bit of a pickle.
Today I'm announcing that my office has obtained a 3-count indictment charging Senator Robert Menendez, his wife Nadine Menendez, and 3 New Jersey businessmen, while Hannah, Jose Uribe, and Fred Davies for bribery offenses. The indictment alleges that between 2018 and 2022, Senator Menendez, the senior U.S. Senator from New Jersey and the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and his wife, Nadine Menendez, engaged in a corrupt relationship with Hannah, Uribe, and Davies. The indictment alleges that through that relationship, the senator and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of bribes.
I'm assuming you've seen the news today. If you haven't seen the news today, it actually gets so much better than this. This is so exciting. They busted Bob Menendez. And when they raided his house, they not only found $480,000 in cash stuffed in envelopes that are hidden in his suits. I'm not making that up. On my life, I'm not making that up. They also found gold bars all over that. Not coins like you would get, like something you could use. Straight up gold bars, like it's Indiana Jones and he's escaping the Nazis. And they found all this in Bob Menendez's home. Now, okay, there's a couple things here. One, because we're about to do some history on it. Let's remember, everybody who knows politics, anyone who knows any inside baseball at all when it comes to Washington, D.C., knows Bob Menendez is one of the most corrupt senators and has been for a very, very, very long time. This is not Bob Menendez's first brush with the law. He was previously involved with some Miami businessman. There was all kinds of bribery accusations there. Some accusations about some of the young ladies they were enjoying themselves with in the Dominican Republic. It was a really just politics 101 scandal. Bob Menendez is a corrupt creep and always has been. But why in the world would the DOJ that works exclusively for Democrats and against Republicans, why in the world would they go after Bob Menendez? Well, I'm glad you asked. Have you ever heard of the name Nikolai Yezhov? Nikolai Yezhov. You ever hear that name? Okay, no, if you haven't heard the name, I bet you've at least seen this. Have you ever seen the picture of Stalin? He's on a boat. He's next to somebody on the boat. And then they show the picture from the future where Stalin had the person next to him, had the man next to him scrubbed out of the photo. So it looks like Stalin's by himself. The man who was scrubbed out of the photo was Nikolai Yezhov. His nickname was the Bloody Dwarf. As you can see from the original picture with Stalin, he was a tiny man, under 5 feet, that's what they said. The Bloody Dwarf is what they called him. So who was Nikolai Yezhov? Well, Nikolai Yezhov was the communist commie. He's somebody who came up, he fought in the Tsar's army in World War I. He was wounded. He left. He eventually became part of the communist revolution in the Soviet Union and a key part of it. He was known as being highly intelligent. He was known as being sadistic. He was very, very famous for being sadistic and violent. He was known for, when you gave him a task, doing it times 10. He would be the guy who overdoes everything. Yes, teacher, I did all the homework and all the extra credit like I do every single time. That was Nikolai Yezhov. Now, as he's coming up through the Communist Party, he eventually finds himself a mentor. His mentor was a man named Yagoda. Don't worry about that name. Who was this Yagoda guy? This Yagoda guy was the head of the Soviet secret police under Stalin. And Stalin tells Yagoda, hey, start killing all my political enemies. This is known as the Great Terror or the Great Purge. And Yagoda starts doing so. But eventually, Stalin kind of soured on Yagoda. And Yagoda's underling, the one he was mentoring, was this Nikolai Yezhov. And remember, Nikolai Yezhov loved Yagoda, by all accounts loved him. He was a dear mentor. Until the day Stalin knocked on the door of Mr. Yezhov and says, hey, you're going to be the new head of the NKVD, and I need you to try and kill Yagoda. So Yezhov promptly took over the NKVD. He had Yagoda arrested. He planted all sorts of things on him, framing him for crimes. Things like he poured mercury all around his apartment and then blamed Yagoda for trying to poison him. They planted all sorts of things that I can't describe because it's a family show with kids listening. All sorts of kind of sexual things in Yagoda's apartment to make him look like some kind of degenerate, deranged, you know, nutball.
Why are you gay?
That's what they planted all over the place. And they started tormenting and torturing Yagoda looking for a confession. This is Yezhov. Yeah, this is Yezhov. Yezhov is presiding over all this. What's he doing? He's cranking up the heat, making sure he's suffering from heat exhaustion. And one of his real specialties, beyond beating people to death, he loved beating people to death. He would beat people until their eyeballs actually fell out of their skulls. But for Yagoda, he simply threatened his family and said, hey, if you don't sign this confession, we're just going to kill your entire family, which they would go on to do anyway. But eventually, Yagoda signed the confession and found himself stood up against the Soviet wall and shot in the face. Now, Yezhov runs the NKVD. He is Stalin's man. Stalin had a nickname for him. Remember I said he was little? Stalin's nickname for him was his little Blackberry. Kind of creepy, right? I mean, my goodness.
Why are you gay?
Very creepy. But anyway, that's the nickname he had for Nikolai Yezhov. And Nikolai Yezhov, as now the head of the NKVD, was given a mission by Joseph Stalin. The mission was hunt down, arrest, and kill all of my political opponents. And as he had previously done, as he's done his entire career, Yezhov threw himself into this task with abandon. Now, we're going to pause here for a moment. I've told you before about how it worked in the Soviet Union at this time. It works the exact same way in America today and anywhere else communists are put into place. They're anti-humans. So they will do things that are so horrific that it boggles the mind. Yet when you're an anti-human, you have the morality that will allow you to do those things. Stalin gave him a quota. 767,000. That's how many people were to be arrested. He was to arrest and or execute 700,000 here, 300,000 there, 72,000. He was given numbers. Hey, make sure you find these people and arrest them. And he did it. He did it over and over and over again. And he did it unconcerned with how many innocent people he executed. All this is coming back to Bob Menendez. Stay with me. He even has a quote. This is a Nikolai Yezhov quote. There will be some innocent victims in this fight against fascist agents. We are launching a major attack on the enemy. Let there be no resentment if we bump someone with an elbow. That's how he describes shooting an innocent person in the face. Better that 10 innocent people should suffer than one spy get away. When you chop wood, chips fly. That's the quote from Nikolai Yezhov. He was the most faithful of faithful committed communists. When we get back, we will wrap this up and talk about Bob Menendez and many other things on this wonderful Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Before we do that, let us do something wonderful as we head into the weekend. Let's save a life. How many other people are going to save a life this weekend? Not many, right? But you can. That's what your $28 to preborn does. It takes a life that is about to be snuffed out in the womb by its mother, and it gives its mother a free ultrasound. She will hear the heartbeat. She will choose life almost every time. Your $28 saves lives. You cannot imagine how many lives you have already saved with your generosity. You give to preborn, preborn gives the ultrasound, the baby gets a chance at life. All you have to do is pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say baby. $28 is what that ultrasound costs. Or you can do it online at preborn.com/Jesse. These are all tax deductible, by the way. Sponsored by Preborn. We will finish this up in a moment. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, reminding you, you can email me during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Talking about this Bob Menendez stuff today before we get to the Biden comments, the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, but we're doing a little history. Nikolai Yezhov, he's the head of the NKVD, the secret police under Stalin, and he is doing an exemplary job. He's killing so many people. 50 to 75% of the officer corps of the Red Army, you name it, Nikolai Yezhov is willing to arrest you, torture you, he loved that, and murder you. He loved torture so much that he would be caught with bloodstains on his uniform because he physically took part in it. And then eventually, Nikolai Yezhov finds himself sitting down with his wife. And he's sitting down with his wife, and he's helping her with something. What's he helping her with? He's helping her commit suicide. He's giving her poison pills so she can kill herself. Why? Well, because Nikolai Yezhov understood towards the end that he was going to be sacrificed. He was going to be sacrificed for the system, of course. You see, you can't just murder 500,000, a million, 2 million, pick your number, however many died during the Great Terror. You can't just murder a million people and then walk away totally scot-free. If you murder a million people, you better find somebody to pin all that death and destruction on, lest you find yourself surrounded by enemies. And Yezhov understood that Stalin had already made him the committed communist who only ever did better than what he was told. Stalin had already made Nikolai Yezhov a marked man. After Nikolai Yezhov helped his wife kill herself, he threw himself into the bottle, became a deep alcoholic because of the day he knew was coming. And it did come a few months later. That knock at the door came for Yezhov. He soon found himself in an NKVD torture chamber. He then found himself sobbing, weeping during his show trial. He knew the results were already for a foregone conclusion. After he was convicted, allegedly, he sobbed like a baby as they stood him up and shot him in the head. You see, the only good thing about communism is all the communists communism has killed and taken out. Why is this happening today with Bob Menendez? Why would a Department of Justice that spent the last 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years letting you know that they are against you. You're the enemy. They're against you. They hold all the power. You don't have any. I don't have any. They hold all the power. They're going to remove Trump from the ballot. That's how much power these people have. Total power. Why this then today?
Today I'm announcing that my office has obtained a 3-count indictment charging Senator Robert Menendez, his wife Nadine Menendez, and 3 New Jersey businessmen, while Hannah, Jose Uribe, and Fred Davies for bribery offenses.
Let me tell you why. Because the system understands the same way communists have always understood. The public can only reach such an intensity level of anger before you possibly find yourself in a bit of a pickle. And all you need to do to placate the public historically is toss up a sacrificial lamb for them so their anger will subside a little bit. And when you're looking for a sacrificial lamb, you look for one who's going to make it easy for you. You see, Bob Menendez isn't doing anything the Biden family hasn't been doing for 30 years in politics. The Bob Menendez family, they're just kind of ham-fisted about it and bad at it. I mean, you're the head of the Senate Foreign Relations. You have all that power, and you're sitting around with gold bars in your house. Apparently, according to the court documents, right after he got back, because this has an Egyptian connection. This is all a connection to an Egyptian businessman. Apparently, he took a trip to Egypt, and right after he got back, he Googled, how much is 1 kilo of gold worth? So he just happened to be the one who was so bad at it. The system got together and the system decided we have got to give the people something. They're too mad. We've gone after too many school board moms, too many pro-lifers. We've infiltrated too many churches. We're going after Trump too hard. We're not going to back off these things, but we have to give the people something that will take their anger from a 10 back down to an 8, because a 10 can be potentially dangerous to me. So how do you do that? You offer up Bob Menendez. You know what you've seen all day today and what you will see for the next coming days? This is how you know I am right about this. You know what you're going to see? The American media that commits itself every day to waking up and covering for Democrats and attacking Republicans. The American media is going to cover this Bob Menendez corruption story ad nauseum. Why? They're going to jump on the train. Remember, it's not just the Department of Justice thing. The entire system needs a scapegoat right now. The entire system needs a sacrificial lamb, the media included, and they're all going to hold Bob Menendez's feet to the fire. Don't be surprised, Chris, go ahead and write this one down, if Bob Menendez retires in the wake of all this DOJ media scrutiny. And all this is going to be is them trying to pour a little bit of cold water in that boiling pot. Don't fall for it. It's Ask Dr. Jesse question time. Before we get to that, I want you to do something. I want you to save some money. You see, when you have a dog, you have a vet. Because eventually the dog's going to have to get to the vet. Shots, you're going to get sick, you're going to get hurt. And vets are expensive. I have found that out since we bought Fred. I didn't ever have to pay those bills when I was a kid, and now I do. I give Fred rough greens with every meal, not just because it's actual nutrition and he doesn't get any from his dog food. I give Fred rough greens. We pour it on his food because it keeps Fred away from the vet. Digestive enzymes, vitamins, minerals, omega oils, antioxidants. It's amazing how little the dog has to see the vet when he actually gets nutrition. Give your dog the gift of health and a longer life. Roughgreens.com/Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. All you pay for is the shipping. Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and the answer to your Ask Dr. Jesse question, Chris, about how many good Bill Murray movies there are? A lot. There are a lot. You know one people don't even think of anymore? The Kingpin, that bowling movie. Not one for the kids, but Bill Murray is so freaking funny in that movie. I laughed until I cried. Oh, I know the hair. Oh, gosh. Anyway, it's the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And before I get to the questions, I thought it would probably be important because there are a couple great examples today to remind you and remind myself of just how much these people hate our guts, just how much they hate our guts. This is the mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas. Listen to
Does
this.
Does the president bear some of the responsibility for the crisis in your city?
I'll be honest with you. I believe 100% he does bear some responsibility for this crisis. I haven't heard from anybody in the administration. The president hasn't put out a statement. The vice president, I haven't heard from anybody. Nobody has bothered to call me, anyone in the
mayor's overrun. He hasn't heard from anyone in the Biden office. Just stay with me for a second. You remember how angry New Yorkers are, understandably.
Never be allowed to walk down the streets again. They have destroyed our city, and New York, especially Queens, has woken up, and they will not be here again without hearing from us.
Would you like to hear what the Biden solution to these problems are? You got a mayor saying, I'm overrun. You got New Yorkers are out there saying, we're overrun. This is destroying the city. Would you like to hear just how much they hate you? Here's the president of the United States yesterday.
We put in place policies that process people in a fair and fast way. Second, we're significantly expanding legal pathways for entry so businesses can get the workers they need. Families don't have to wait for a decade to be together. I've also directed my team to make historic increase in the number of refugees admitted from Latin America.
As America is overrun and overwhelmed with illegal immigrants, the president of the United States of America stood up at a podium and invited more of them here. Yeah, just wrap your mind around that. All right, let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I have a bunch today. I'm going to get to a ton because you did so good. I owe it to you. Jesse, why do you think no one else is talking about communism as part of the problem? I listen to other talk shows and TV hosts, and none of them are saying anything about the destruction being intentional. I hear them trying to logically explain why they hate Columbus, but some other statues are okay, and all I can do is scream at the radio. Don't get me started on them adopting the language of the commies like migrant workers. Are we the alt-right? I don't know that I'd call us alt-right. I'm not even sure exactly what that means. Here's something you're going to have to accept about yourself.
And I think you should be proud of this. I think you should be very, very proud of this. You are a system rejecter. And maybe you've fallen into the trap of believing the system is only made up of Democrats, and therefore all Republicans are on the outs. All Republicans are system rejectors. All radio show hosts, you know, conservative talk radio, they're all system rejectors. Everyone you see on Fox News, they're, of course, system rejectors. But you'd be so painfully wrong if you thought that. You're a system rejector. They are not. They are not. They want desperately to be part of the system because it's an easier, more profitable life to simply go along and be part of the system. If you're going to spend your life breaking down the fences the communist puts around you, that's a hard life. Isn't it easier to just pull up a chair in the middle of the fence and sit down and call it good? Republicans, radio show hosts, TV hosts, normie norm, normie norma, they exist in an evil system. They have chosen, this is done on purpose, they have chosen to simply throw up their hands and go along with all the evil in the interest of everything just being easier and quieter. You get less noise. You get fewer people calling at you, fewer emails from hate, fewer hate-filled emails. And another thing to keep in mind, not every one of these companies, in fact, most of them are not like Premier. I am still dumbfounded that I'm allowed to say whatever I want here. A lot of these people work for companies who, if you start saying things that make people uncomfortable, they'll call and tell you to stop, or they'll threaten to kick you off the air. What I'm trying to say is so many of the people, quote, on our side are not on our side at all. They've chosen to participate in the system. They want to be a system member. Even if they're a Republican version of a system member, it's still easier to simply be part of the system. Look, we can criticize him. You and me can criticize him all day long, and I will, because he's a worthless piece of filth and I hate his guts. But the truth is, Ken Buck probably made a very profitable decision when he chose to go this way.
Not only did you lead the prosecution of the Oklahoma City bombing case, but...
This is Ken Buck speaking with the most corrupt attorney general in the history of the United States of America. Merrick Garland should be in federal prison already for what he's done. This is Ken Buck, Republican, talking to him.
In that case, the death penalty was asked for and actually received, and Timothy McVeigh was executed. Not exactly a Democrat priority to seek the death penalty in cases, but you did so because of the rule of law. You did so because...
This tongue bath goes on for 2 minutes. And you're disgusted by Ken Buck. I'm disgusted by Ken Buck. I've already told you I can't get involved in every primary. I can get involved in very few. But if Ken Buck gets a legitimate primary challenger, I'm going to fly to Colorado and do at least one campaign event with that person. That's how involved I'm going to be to remove Ken Buck from office. That's how much I hate him. But let's be honest. That was a smart business decision. Ken Buck can stay in Congress and keep being some no-name dork Republican congressman no one knows or cares about. Shoot, we've made him more famous on this show than he ever was before. Or Ken Buck can tongue bath Merrick Garland. He can prove to the system what a loyal servant he is. And Ken Buck can walk right out of Congress and right into a $500,000 a year cable news job at CNN. $500,000 a year job at some DC think tank, some quote Republican think tank that really is just a servant of the system. We are not the alt-right. We are the system rejectors, and we are the minority. We are the minority, not just among elected officials, among the activists, among everybody. We are the tip of the spear minority. Okay, and you know what? I've got to get something off my chest here. I'm going to do one more question, and then I have to say something that's going to offend everybody, but it's just got to be done. Dear Jesse, I'm a 29-year-old conservative dime. I love to shoot guns and I'm obsessed with history and warfare, documentaries and books. This chick sounds amazing, Chris. Anyway, she says, my question is, I'm trying to take things slow with whoever I date because I'm not one for flings, if you know what I mean. But it seems as soon as I say that, the guy loses interest. I'm a quiet book nerd, not a loud, self-centered idiot. Am I being naive for wanting to take things slow? Thanks for your input, Daddy Jesse. No, you're naive if you think any one of those guys were worth sticking around for. If you say that and the guy takes off, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. You just pruned your tree. You pruned your dating tree. You got rid of one you don't need to bother with. Yeah, you keep doing what you do. You keep doing things the right way. Don't worry about them. You'll find, trust me, any dime with that kind of a resume is going to find herself a dude. Some dude's going to want to put a ring on your finger and make a bunch of anti-communist babies with you. And I bet when he does that, he's going to make sure you are well supplied with a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. In fact, I would ask any first date you go on, does he think you're worthy of an emergency 3-month food kit? And look, if he saves money like he can right now, that's even better. Because maybe he'll perk right up and say, not only do I think you're worthy of it, I've already gone to preparewithjessekelly.com because currently they're 25% off. Maybe that's what he's going to tell you. I don't know. But I know that's the best way to find a man of your dreams, one who's going to make sure you're not going to have to eat him or starve to death in the future. We all do need, in all seriousness, emergency 3-month food kits. Everyone needs one. That's just basic preparation now. With these people going all in, all the time, trying to wreck us, we have to make sure we've done things to backstop ourselves as they attack our energy, our food, everything, our money, everything else. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. They're 25% off right now, so go get them. All right? All right. We have to bully John Fetterman. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's offend some people before we get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Because Fetterman, Senator Cucumber, he got up yesterday in the United States Senate and he pretty much cried and talked about being bullied. And, well, here he is.
This is my iPhone, and this is a transcription service that allows me to fully participate in this meeting and conversations with my children. You know, I had a stroke about 18 months ago, and I have lost my ability to fully process language. And I like to think I was an empathetic person, truly. But until that happened, I've raised to a whole different kind of level. And it's profound to know now that I never really considered that without this kind of technology, I couldn't watch television. And I can't imagine if I didn't have this kind of a bridge to allow me to communicate with other people effectively. And, because I live in a political environment, I was ridiculed and made fun of because I wasn't able to process things sometimes or say things. So I'm so sorry that I'm sure many of you had to go through this kind of thing. You know, I was lucky that I was lucky to go through my life, the vast majority of that without this kind of disability that I have. But again, I can't imagine and how the challenges, and I admire, everyone that has to kind of live with these kind of struggles and prevail over them.
Yeah, that's really touching. That's really touching. I'm just all torn up inside here. But here's the thing. I should probably be really clear about this. I don't give a crap about your challenges. You're a United States Senator. I don't care about your crying. I don't care that you were bullied. In fact, I'm glad that you were bullied because you're a worthless piece of trash. You're a United States Senator. In fact, I hope you get made fun of to your face every single day because you're a worthless piece of crap who does bad things every single day. And if you're incapable of doing the job, whether it's for a stroke or some other reason, you owe it to me. I don't owe you anything. You owe it to me to retire and go live a private life because you have an important job that affects over 300 million people. So I don't give a crap how sad you are for being bullied. I really don't. If I'm going in for an emergency brain surgery, I don't give a crap that my surgeon
had a rough morning, got in a fight with his wife, a flat tire, and now his concentration isn't really there. Don't you feel bad for me? No, I don't feel bad for you at all. Go home and hug your wife. Find me a surgeon who has his mind right. I don't care. I don't care. And I'm not going to live in a country where I'm told that a disabled senator pretending as if he's functionally able to do the job is somehow my problem, or some for some reason means I have to be nice to Senator Cucumber about it. I'm sorry about my disability. Go be a disabled civilian. Then I'll feel bad for you. Until then, you're pretending to be able to do the job of a United States senator. And one more thing on Mr. Empathy. Talk about how empathetic he is. And I'm so nice. And everyone's been bullied. Yesterday, he went online and called Republicans jagoffs. That's what he called them. He calls people names every single day in politics. You want to step into the game, big boy? You want to step on the field and toss things around? Well, get ready, Cucumber, because they're coming back your way. If I was somebody who couldn't read, write, or understand the English language, I would probably be a lot nicer to everyone else around me. Instead, you want to call people names? They're going to make fun of the fact you have the mental capacity of a hamster. Sorry. It's a big deal. I'm done. Dear Lord Handsome, I like this guy already. My name is Peyton Schilling, and I'm a 16-year-old anti-communist. I'm a junior in high school, and last week I had a school report on what it means to be a patriot. I made sure that you were somehow incorporated into it. My question is, what's your favorite Bible verse? I'm a Christian, always wondered what your favorite Bible verse is and why. I wanted to say thank you for your service. I wanted to yell at Chris to play better music. That's funny. Sorry about that, Chris. He says his favorite verse is Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, he says, and that you can see the glory of God in everything you do from your biggest fan, and his name is Peyton. That is one, that verse you just said. I fail sometimes, but as soon as I wake up, I try to say that out loud. My favorite one is Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. That is my favorite one. Dear Mr. Meat, curious how you would generally rank order the best places to move. A red area of a red state is obviously number one, he says. But what comes next? A blue area of a red state? That would be like Austin, Texas. Or a red area of a purple state? Or a red area of a blue state, so on and so forth. I will say this, and I realize this runs counter to what I normally say. Get to a red state if you can, even if it's a blue area of a red state. However, the red areas of blue states are oftentimes the best areas in the country and the most blood red areas. You think the reddest area in America would be, you know, my neighborhood. You get out away from the cities in Texas, you would think that I live in the most red area in the country. And don't get me wrong, my area is very, very red. That's why we're there. Drive up to New York City, land at LaGuardia, and then drive about an hour north. You're going to be with more anti-communists than you can find anywhere else. These red areas of blue states, because I realize a lot of people can't move. Jesse, I can't leave New York City. Okay. Move out of the city and commute. These red areas of blue states can oftentimes be really wonderful sanctuaries for normal people. They elect these blood red sheriffs that are so important because these sheriffs are always coming out now. These red sheriffs in states like New York and Illinois are always coming out and saying, hey, I'm not even enforcing this. If it's an option for you, if it's your only option, if you can't get to a red state, period, get to a red area of a blue state, all right? A red area of a blue state. All right, we have so much Ask Dr. Jesse to get to. We have to talk briefly about what the education secretary said first, though. So we'll do that, and then we'll get to much, much more on today's world-famous Ask Dr. Jesse Friday version of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let me tell you about Mantis X. You see, I have had to teach my wife and now my sons how to shoot. And something that has hit home for me, because I learned at a very, very, very young age because of my dad, something that has hit home for me is how intimidating the whole going to the range thing can be for new shooters. You're there. It's loud. There's all these weapons going off. It's loud. People are watching. If you're a new shooter, what I would like to suggest you try a Mantis X system. Don't think it's just for Green Berets. Don't think it's just for experienced shooters. Mantis X is for beginners as well. You can dry fire practice with that weapon in the comfort of your home. Nobody looking, no loud banging, and you can get really, really good, really proficient with your weapon using a Mantis X in the comfort of your home. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today. Whether you're mega experienced or brand new, Mantis X is how you get better. MantisX.com. Go now.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.